Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for September 7th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two and our goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. That's why we don't need a revolution. But a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth is in order, to say the least. We're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by our founding fathers are the answer to the problems we face. A good, honest, moral people standing with the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, the blueprint for liberty, cannot be beat. Welcome to the broadcast. A quick recap of yesterday's show. Man, we got a lot to cover today, so let's get right to it. Brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Please do business with the good guys today. We're talking about thepowermall.com. Our buddy Joyce Riley and crew doing a great job over there. We're absolutely grateful for their leadership, for their support, for their involvement, for their incredible three-hour talk show. Thank Joyce Riley and crew. North American Spice and Herbs. That's Cass Ingram's stuff. 20% off. 20% off elderberry juice. And they call it throat coat as well. 20% off Time Challenger. Wow. Mother Earth Minerals, 20% off. Sherry Rogers Specials, 20% off. Strauss Heart Drops, 20% off. New book, America, Nuked on 9/11 by James Fetzer. Normally $20, $16 on sale. It doesn't get better than that, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerMall.com, rate 77817-9829. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. ThePowerMall.com. Please do business with the good guys today. All right, we talked about conservative icon and founder of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly, passed away. What a great American icon. Our prayers are with her family. We talked about the epic Hillary suffers two violent coughing fits. She had to halt her press conference on the plane. She had an earlier campaign speech problem. I mean, it was just out of control. The mainstream press claimed the coughing was about 2 minutes, but we timed that it was about 4 minutes long. Wow. Mystery. Hillary handed a special water glass. What was weird about that is she was holding a bottle of water when they handed her the glass. She drank from the glass, discarded the water bottle. What's up with that? A lot of people are saying it's a big old conspiracy. I don't know. You know what? We can't just go off on every conspiracy under the sun. I'm just going to say that's legitimate for now, but why the massive coughing fits? Clinton was so happy to show off her new campaign airplane to the media. She was so happy she took questions from the media for a whole 89 seconds. Like, how was your weekend? How you doing? Oh, hi, Mark. Good to see you, too. By the way, I got to go. I'll be back. Hillary Clinton is now accusing Russia of interfering with U.S. elections. So when Donald brings up election tampering, they mock him. When Hillary brings it up, where's the mocking? She's the one rushing around saying elections are being tampered with now. Are they going to mock her, too? Donald Trump says people don't care about releasing tax returns. Do you care? I don't. I agree with Donald. All that is a manufactured document manipulated for consumption. It's kind of like releasing your resume. Okay, what for? How well can you write? You don't believe me. Let me just give you two quick examples. When you file your taxes for the IRS, your goal is to make as little money as possible. Write off everything you can. But when your goal to get a home mortgage and you use your tax returns, your goal is to show that you made as much money as possible. The whole purpose for the document completely flips on its head. Which document are we seeing for what reasons, huh? Interesting. Trump says the Fed created false economy. Boy, howdy, is he on target. Good work, Donald. Let's audit and then end the Fed and move back to constitutional currency, which would be gold and silver, baby. Shut it down, ladies and gentlemen. A shocking example of an anti-Trump media bias caught on camera. They literally pulled the plug when Donald was with the black church. They were literally loving the Donald, and they shut it down because the mainstream press cannot stand to tell the truth. That was our One Liberty Roundtable Live Hour 2, brought to you in part by your scientifically backed vigor test. Find out your energy levels and then work towards improvement with natural health and healing products. Starts with the free scientifically backed vigor test today. Get a hold of Kurt to learn more at 87. I'm sorry. Wow. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211 or Kurt at libertyroundtable.com. That's C-U-R-T at libertyroundtable.com. Second hour, we had our guest on, Mr. Patrick Simmons, National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation. Righttowork.org is the website. And he said, man, they're going berserk with the unions and the labor board and the government in bed with forced dues and forced work. It's out of control. While we're all focused on the elections, they're just slam dunk selling us down the river to promote forced employment. It's out of control. Glenn Beck says Donald Trump will be fantastic at launching his own TV network. Hint, hint, that Donald's going to lose to Hillary and then start a media network. I hope Donald starts a media network, but I don't think it has anything to do with him winning or losing. Although Glenn could be right. He's an insider. He could be, you know what? He could be kind of telling you the truth, knowing full well that Hillary's going to lose. Glenn Beck's dying empire gives up on the Hollywood dream. Lloyd Grove wrote the article. America Dream Labs, that's Beck's company, was supposed to be the movie-making arm of Beck's right-wing media empire. This weekend, he had to admit that Dream was over. Glenn Beck's financially troubled multimedia companies took another hit over the Labor Day weekend as Beck announced that Mercury Radio Arts, his privately held umbrella company, has abruptly stopped creating or producing script and television projects. It was the once cherished subsidiary, America Dream Labs. Beck calling it a divorce, saying it's got to spin up on its own. Beck's embattled companies have lost half their employees in the last year or so. Maybe betting on backing Cruz wasn't the right way to go, huh? Woman caught on video trying to steal man's front yard Trump sign. Wow, karma is swift. TheBlaze.com. And man, that dude had fishing line hooked up to that sign and everything else, laid wait for someone to steal it. She tried to steal it. Slam, flat on her face as the... Well, he caught a fish now, didn't he? I don't know if there's going to be prosecution, but it certainly is funny. Donald Trump in Mexico recalls of Reagan in Geneva. Believe it or not, on her deathbed, Phyllis Schlafly wrote an incredible column that, man, she was brilliant till the day she went to the other side. Absolutely brilliant, in-depth, detailed article. Trump in Mexico brings up recalls of Reagan in Geneva. There you have it. Hillary mocking Donald's trip to Mexico, but, man, it was an out-of-the-park grand slam, and everybody knows it. Ohio father finds note on his windshield after breakfast with his son. Quote, we need more black dads like you, writes Kate Scanlon. The note was to a black father who went to breakfast with his son. And I don't know who sent him the message. I don't know what color they are. Don't care. It was a husband and wife. And they said, look, dinner's on us. Thank you for being a dad. We need more like you. And boy, isn't that sage advice for modern times, huh? Illegal immigrants tell border agents that Obama said it was okay to come. Wow, San Diego, KUSI with the details. So now we're hearing flat out from immigrants that Barack gave them permission, at least that's according to them, to directly break the laws of the United States. Wow, criminal activity everywhere, by your president, by Hillary, and it just continues to get worse. That's a recap of yesterday's hard-hitting broadcast available on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel. It's free, live, and on-demand radio. Also, archives are at libertyroundtable.com, libertynewsradio.com for the best hosts on the internet, libertynewsdaily.com for the best news anywhere. Without further ado, news the networks refuse to use for today starts now. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, my friend. Man, there's just all kinds of crazy stuff going down at Fox, isn't there?
Well, yeah. You know, I guess Gretchen is her name, if I remember
yes,
right.
Gretchen
Carlson. Basically agreed to a little, I don't know if you call it hush money, but, you know, it's. She says she'll go away for $20 million.
It's not hush money. She already blew the whistle, Kurt. That's over and
it's
done.
Not much for the $1 billion a year enterprise.
Yeah, so not only that, don't worry. The perpetrator got $40 million? She only got $20 million. She got ripped off, dude. Liberty Roundtable Live.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items for my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Ah, the scandal's out of control over at Fox. It might be like round two or ratchet up time for poor Roger and crew, Kurt.
Well, yeah, it looks like Gretchen's rolling. Now, you know, Gretchen's never been, at least when I'd see her, I never thought, you know, maybe this is a problem.
Be careful, Kurt.
But,
hey, now.
You know, the whole news babe thing with her, simply because she seemed to be more, I guess you could say,
moral,
dressed.
Modest, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
I wonder why, Kurt.
And, anyway, but
well, good
bottom
for
line
her,
is,
Kurt.
Let's see. Did I say Gretchen? Anyway, I was meaning Greta. You know, I really didn't. I don't watch much Fox News.
Well, all I'm telling you is
see it occasionally.
Gretchen didn't go for the...
Yeah, she didn't. And she, well, anyway, she got her $20 million, I guess. You know, one of those, what do they call them? Settlements. Yeah, settlements from Fox News. The story says basically that, you know, Fox is like a $1 billion company. You know, we're talking about one, you know, each year. That's $1,000 million, Sam. So $20 million is kind of drop in the bucket. But she's apparently going to be happy with that, I guess. And, you know, they say that this means she won't sue any of the other big shots or the company, etc. You know, that was the agreement. So anyway, they call that an ugly chapter in the company's history.
Boy, I'd say, Kurt.
Yeah.
Now, what I don't understand, though, is why would Roger get $40 million to bail and Gretchen only get $20 million, Kurt?
Well, that's part of that whole, you know, how Hillary likes to talk about how women make less than men or whatever. And, of course,
yeah,
she pays women less in her organization than the men. But, you know, I mean, Fox would never want to bring this up. You know what I mean? This wouldn't
Yeah, and I
story.
Guess it's not over for Fox, though. They still got a big old bunch of details on their hands. So it looks like Gretchen sued, got $20 million, and a very unprecedented apology, right?
Yeah, yeah. Good point. Mm-hmm.
And then Greta Van Sestren, after, what, 14 years on the beat, just decides to leave?
Well, and a key thing in the really fine print of the Gretchen story is that Fox makes $1 billion a year in profit. Not $1 billion in sales, you know what I mean? $1 billion in annual profit.
Yeah, well, how would it be, my friend?
I mean, profit. That means, you know, you cover all your costs and, you know, you're... So you don't want to really mess up this cash cow, if you will. Anyway, so Greta, she's been there, I guess, 14 years. She's rolling. Britt Hume's going to take over, I guess, as the new anchor of what's called On the Record. You know, they say their president or the co-presidents there, Jack and Bill. It's kind of like Jack and Jill. But anyway, Jack and Bill, they say we're grateful for Greta's many contributions over the years and wish her continued success. You know, the story really, I don't know. She said, my Fox News colleagues have set a high standard for political coverage. This is Hume saying this, which I'll do my best to uphold. I'm honored and to be asked. Van Sestren, by the way, rose to prominence back in the old OJ murder trial days. She was a legal analyst on CNN. It's interesting how they go, you know, how CNN is so opposed to Fox and Fox so opposed to CNN, and yet...
Yeah, sure they are. Like it's kind of like how Hillary and Donald are hanging out one day and they're bitter enemies the next, huh?
Yeah, well, it does seem like that. They say it wasn't immediately clear why Van Sestren was leaving the network. She's probably going to spend some family time, you know what I mean?
All I know is I don't think sex had anything to do with it.
Yeah, I guess Van Sestren had a key man clause in her contract that allowed her to exit if Ailes were to go. She chose to activate it when the contract renegotiation became deadlocked.
Now, she's defending the Raj, isn't she, Kurt?
I haven't heard her come out saying anything, you know, really. I mean, basically, I just haven't heard from Greta about the whole deal. Have you?
No. I think I heard somewhere that she was, you know, her and Hannity and others were defending Roger and stuff. So
yeah, I'm pretty sure I read that somewhere.
You know, but all the details I don't know, and if she's keeping up that, I don't know. I think most people are just like, hey, give me the cash. I don't really want to talk about it, or, you know, when stage two comes, leave me out of it, you kind of thing. Just make sure I get my cash and I can roll is kind of the attitude. I don't care by hook or by crook or by, you know. And the problem is you don't know who was willing to play with Roger and who wasn't and who what. But I know this. The interesting thing about some of these women, Greta and what's that other lady's name that gets in a fight with the Donald all the time?
Megyn Kelly.
And, you know, some of these women that became stars, you know, either Gretchen either Gretchen's not completely genuine because she got shut down and they turned Roger down and they did not get shut down, or they played ball. And, you know, I don't really want to speculate on who did what. I'm just telling you, it's a very strange, awkward scenario all the way through. But the bottom line is Greta's out, Gretchen's out and settled, and we haven't seen the rest of this yet, have we, Kurt?
I appreciate the coverage from the different people trying to get in there and get the scoop, if you will. But it is one of the things that probably Fox is not going to cover much, you know, themselves.
There you have it, Kurt. Anyway, we'll keep an eye on this ball just for you, because it's interesting to watch the supposed, we report, you decide, most conservative news service in the country absolutely meltdown. All right, Goldman Sachs is in the news, Kurt, and they've got kind of a problem. I don't know if you call this election tampering, but if you're an employee at Goldman and you're a Trump supporter, you may not be too happy. Goldman Sachs bans employee donations to Trump's election campaign. That's however, Clinton's not subject to the rule, Kurt.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, you got to be fair, Sam. I mean, you know.
Kurt, we just said Clinton's not subject to the rule.
I know. That's a great point.
Yeah. It's kind of weird. Now, I guess it's being called Not So Magic, Kurt. You know, the Magic Kingdom. The
not
happiest
so
place on earth, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Children in Orlando, Florida, as young as 3 years old, may get a little bit of Disney magic. Right at the entrance to the park, Kurt. They're now going to be required to have their fingers scanned. Local media reports the anti-fraud measure is being lauded as a violation of their privacy rights, Kurt. So while you know, if you're a Goldman employee, you can't donate to the Donald. You got Disney World running around being goofy also. Kind of weird stuff. But you can expect that to expand to a theater near you, can't you, Kurt? Last story.
Well, it's all for your own good, Sam. You know, I mean, just
of course it is
for your safety.
It's after all security, Kurt.
Yeah.
You know how we told you that the United States paid $400 million in unmarked bills through money laundering and foreign exchange cash to the Iranians, Kurt?
Yeah.
Well, that was only partial true.
It was like a down payment, huh?
Yeah, that's exactly correct. Should I tell you the rest of the story in seconds?
Sure.
Consider it done on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
This hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Former Adams County, Idaho Sheriff's Deputies Cody Rowland and Brian Wood, who were involved in the fatal shooting of rancher Jack Yantis last November 1st, have both quietly left the department, reports the Idaho Statesman. Idaho Attorney General Lawrence Wasdin ruled that there was insufficient evidence to file criminal charges against the deputies who shot Yantis as the rancher was attempting to euthanize a bull that had been struck by a vehicle on Highway 95 near his home in Council, Idaho. Following the Attorney General's ruling in July, Sheriff Ryan Zolman had said that both deputies were welcome to return to duty. At the time, both were on paid leave, despite the fact that Roland supposedly resigned a few weeks after the shooting. Wood had repeatedly expressed a desire to return to patrol duty. In late December, Lieutenant Steve Phillips of the Adams County Sheriff's Office warned investigators from the Idaho State Police that Wood, an FBI-trained sniper, had repeatedly threatened to kill any officers sent to arrest him or confiscate his firearms. Phillips, who had known Wood since they had attended the Idaho Peace Officer Standards and Training Academy together, described his friend as displaying the traits of a sociopath and expressed concern for the safety of the deputy's family as well as his own. This led to an officer safety alert and plans for a potential SWAT operation if Wood made good on his threats. Shortly thereafter, Phillips resigned from the department and took a job as a deputy in Elmore County, hundreds of miles away. Wood has filed legal notice of his intent to sue Phillips and Adams County. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we told you about the $400 million transfer of cash sent by a plane, an unmarked plane, unmarked bills. They sent it to foreign nations like Switzerland and other locations to switch the cash to different foreign countries' money, because it's illegal. I'm going to say it again. It's illegal to send United States money to the Iranians. Nevertheless, Barack and crew, in contradiction to the Justice Department's better wisdom, sent this money and did so in exchange for hostages. And I submit to you that this whole thing is treason. But nevertheless, it's money laundering and illegal, to say the least. But now we find out, reported by Russia Today and many other news services, Kurt, it wasn't even $400 million. That was part of it. That was one, you know, series of planes that rolled, etc. But the real amount sent, the United States sent $1.77 billion payment to Iran in foreign cash treasuries. Big money, Kurt. Foreign cash. $1.77 billion, Kurt.
Well, I mean, we've never seen this where a government entity ended up spending more of your tax dollars than, you know, they originally thought. I mean, it's now, just kind of a
imagine them
situation.
Going, Hillary's not saying, or Bill, I'm sorry, Donald, you're not saying very nice things. Yeah. And we're going to allow Barack to send $1.7 billion to the Iranians, to the terrorists? Money launder the money to violate the law. We're going to have Hillary's email scandals just go berserk. And then everybody's going to wonder, hey, you know, Donald, you're not being very kind. You don't look very presidential when you know, say that people are ugly or something. And don't get me wrong. I'm not defending Donald doing that in any way. But I'm saying it's almost like we're living in two different planets, Kurt. We're not even on the discussion.
But Sam,
my friend.
But Sam, the Circa.com story says that the Iranians said they needed, they were in need of currency. So, I mean, if some country needs some cash, I mean, we certainly ought to hand it over. I mean, what's the federal government for?
Illegal activity. It's criminal.
Well, I mean,
put these people in prison yesterday.
Sticky thing up, you know what I mean? I mean, just imagine, you know, the kind of things that those good folks would do with all that extra cash. Probably, you know, I mean, they might buy more weapons, you know, that kind of thing.
They don't need
thing.
To buy them. We'll just give them to them in addition to cash. Good. Then we'll train them, too.
Good point.
Then we'll wonder why they're pointing guns at our guys and why it's like crazy over the Middle East and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we'll be like, we better have more money to solve it. And these people are nuts.
All right. By the way, the State Department reversed course when they were asked to explain this whole thing. They admitted the payment was timed as leverage to get the hostages out of Iran. I thought we weren't supposed to pay for hostages. You know, it seemed like you get more of it, right, Sam?
Of course.
I mean, anyway, so I guess look for more of this. They say it had $400 million in long-disputed cash that were frozen in a trust fund years ago and $1.3 billion in interest payments. Let's see, $400 million. That's a pretty good chunk of interest.
That's a ripping bunch of interest, bro.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you just got to – I mean, you wouldn't want to upset those guys.
Now, I got a question.
Yeah.
When they freeze drug dealers' cash, Kurt, and other criminals' cash, do they pay them back interest when the money gets released?
You know –
they sure do to the terrorists, though, and then they wonder why Al-Qaeda and what's that thing, ISIS and ISIL and all these things are running around with plenty of cash. You wonder why, don't you, folks? Well, you've just seen the answer. The United States made a $1.7 billion payment to the Iranians in foreign cash treasury notes. I mean, it's crazy, folks.
All right,
San Diego's in the news, the TV station down there. KUSI, and Kurt had a report from this that we had hinted at, I can't remember if it was yesterday or the day before on the show, but it's on the border crisis facing America, Kurt, and reporter Dan Plant spent the day on the border, and he came back with some stunning report that first aired on August 17th.
Yeah, this guy named Dan Plant just kind of planted himself down there on the border. And Dan says 9 out of 10 illegals are released back on the streets of San Diego. I bet that really sends a message. I mean, you know, he told viewers even if thousands of agents were hired and every illegal was captured, the policy from the top is letting them go as fast as they're caught. I guess that's that revolving door thing. Chris Harris from the National Border Patrol Council told Dan, well, when we ask people why they are coming here, the answer is invariably the same.
Brock and it's said not, to.
Yeah, that's right. And by the way, there's a belief that they will remain, and the belief is true.
Now, Kurt, letting them go as fast as they are caught is criminal activity, Kurt. There's no, the law says that we can't let them go.
Well, Sam, you don't want to upset these people. I mean, think about it. Otherwise, we'd have too many people in jail. I mean, we need to have room for people like you, me, in jail. Whereas, you know, these illegal people that, you know, crime, rape, and pillage, and murder, and stuff. I mean, they have special privilege, Sam.
They sure do. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Now, Donald being needled on every tidbit of what he stated regarding the border. You know, are you really going to let people stay, or do they have to go back? What's the exact... And they just drill Donald on it incessantly. However, I don't really hear them asking Hillary about what her policies would be or what her plan would be. Look, Donald's laid out a very detailed plan on the border. You may like it, you may not like it. Fine. What's Hillary's plan? And Donald's asked the mainstream press about that over and over when they needled him on points of his plan. He's like, hey, I've told you what I'm thinking and what I'm doing and everything. What about Hillary's plan? You know, is she going to, and they're not asking Hillary anything about the border, are they, Kurt?
She's busy coughing, Sam.
And criticizing Donald's plans. That's all she's done. Cough and criticize.
Yeah, double C.
Hillary's, you know, plan for the presidency, cough and criticize.
Yeah.
That's all it is. But 9 out of 10 illegals are released back on the streets of San Diego, according to reporter Dan Plant. Dan told viewers that even if thousands of agents were hired and every illegal was captured, the policy from the top down is letting them go as fast as they are caught. Now, I kind of wonder what the top down means. Does that mean Barack or does that mean somebody above Barry, Kurt?
Well, that's a good point, Sam, but I'm sure what he's really indicating is just a Barack. But, you know, in my opinion, it does come from the insiders, the kingmen, you know, the guys who basically want the whole world to be one big business zone.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's really not worked. In fact, it's quite a mess when you do that, in my opinion. But that is part of the whole thing. You're supposed to drop the American economy, make it kind of equal out with Mexico's and, you know, the surrounding countries. You know, you wouldn't want to have people upset, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Kurt, I get you.
Yeah.
Now, Kurt, do you know what the Newspaper Association of America is?
A dying organization?
Oh, big time. Yes, sir. You're dead on, as usual. The Newspaper Association of America, just so you know, that's the trade group that has represented the interests of major newspapers and newspaper publishers in one form or another. Since 1887, Kurt, it looks like they're going to drop the very word that defined them. That word would be? Kurt, you can't guess
newspaper.
That, can you? Oh, yes, sir.
Newspaper?
Yes. They're going to drop the word newspaper from their thing. Used to be the Newspaper Association of America, no longer, because most of the papers, I mean most of the groups, have jettisoned their papers, and papers are dying. They're yesteryear media. Everybody knows it. And the group will now be known, Kurt, as the News Media Alliance. And they say there's one obvious reason behind the change. I bet you can't determine what that reason would be, Kurt.
Papers are dying?
Yeah, they don't say it exactly that way. They say the number of newspapers in the country continues to drop, which has a way of depressing the association's membership, Kurt.
Really? Huh. I wonder why that would, upset them. Doggone it. Rough times.
Now, they say there's so many organizations, Kurt, that want to be part of it, but they don't even have, like, official newspapers. The word newspaper is kind of meaningless. We'll tell you about it.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Well, my family is a very interesting family because we're what you would call a stable family. My family doesn't smoke or drink because my mother brought me up in a Christian home. I guess that's what kind of has kept me straight because I've always looked up to the Lord.
Every day, an estimated 3,000 teens start smoking.
My parents always taught me, you know, the difference between right and wrong. They always taught me that smoking isn't right because physically it's not good for you, and also mentally it affects you. And they always taught, always try to do the right thing because it catches, things catch up to you in life sooner or later. I think kids learn behavior patterns from their parents because they're the people that they mostly see. They're the people who we love and respect. So the people who you love the most and respect the most from is who you tend to take things from.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Yesteryear media continues to melt down. Not only is Fox melting down, but looks like this Newspaper Association of America is going to jettison the newspaper word. The group will be known as the News Media Alliance. There's one obvious reason behind the change, and that is that newspapers are melting down left and right. I guess there was about 2,700 newspapers in 2008. Now it's at about 2,000 and falling fast. The bigger issue, though, Kurt, is the word newspaper has become meaningless in reference to many of the group's members. And they mentioned some big boys. Listen carefully. The Washington Post, the New York Times, and Dow Jones, just to name three. And those three have more online listeners than newspaper readers now. And it's hard to call them readers when most of them are watching video and live reporting and reading small news stints, if you will. And it's kind of an interesting thing. They say, interestingly enough, not only is it strange about these companies that now have more online viewers or readers, whatever you want to call them, than who do newspapers, but some of the first members that are part of the organization, the Independent Journal Review, for example, IJR, we use a lot of their news, Kurt. They do a great job. Also, BuzzFeed, we don't use them much. They're quite liberal. But anyway, the point is these two news services, Kurt, were never newspapers in the beginning at all. But now they have so much viewership, so much readership. Well, looks like they could be part of the News Media Alliance, but not really the Newspaper Association of America, see? So anyway, it's a changing. The new media is taking center stage. We told you so. And we see it happening right now, Kurt. It's happening right now before your very eyes, my friend. So, you know, when your kid or your grandkid says, Daddy, what's a newspaper? You used to tell him, well, back in the day when I was a kid, when you had to walk both ways uphill to get to school and such, they had these things made from trees. It was an environmental disaster. And these things made from trees that ruined the environment, you know, you had kids riding around on their bicycles and throwing them on your porch. And see, you'd go into a big story like that, right, Kurt? That's how it'd be.
That's the way it looks, Sam.
But it's interesting.
It's a disruptive technology, disrupting something like a newspaper.
Yeah, they say the number of newspapers continues to drop. That has a way of depressing the association's membership.
That's right. The other reason I think they ought to drop the word newspaper is, you know, for so long, any paper I ever picked up really hardly ever had any news in it. You know, it was just like maybe they should call it propaganda paper or something like that, or
yeah,
or a sales paper, you know.
But well, like, there's a big story that would be on the headlines.
You just couldn't hardly find it.
Kids are eating too many hot peppers and melting down and going to the hospital. They're having hot pepper eating contests, and kids are getting sick and such.
That's a hot story, yeah.
Yeah, the hottest story on the front page, bro.
Yeah.
That and your favorite news babe is Balin. She either was involved with Roger or not sure, but she got a bunch of cash and she's out.
Yeah.
You know, that. See what I mean? But, Kurt, we're going to talk about another interesting story. There's a new national poll, the mainstream press claims. This shows Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton essentially tied. Now, listen, Kurt, to what's funny about this. That's not really the truth, but that's the headline the mainstream press wrote. The truth is, CNN poll shows that Trump leads Hillary by 2 points. So when Hillary's up, they make a massive, you know, discussion about, man, those 2 points are huge. Donald's falling fast. Mm-hmm. Now that Donald's up by 2 points, they call it a virtual tie. You want to know why?
Margin of error.
Yeah, exactly right. The margin of error is double that. The poll had a margin of error of plus or minus 4 percentage points. Now, Kurt, when you talk about plus or minus 4 percentage points, that means our poll has an 8-point swing.
Yeah.
And that's why they're kind of saying it's a tie, because they're saying we don't really even know. But they don't say that when Hillary's up, only when the Donald's up.
Good point. Yeah.
Now, they break down the poll a little more, Kurt, that I think you'll find the details fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, Trump leads, even though it's a tie, a virtual tie, you see.
Yeah.
And that's the lie they spin. But they say the survey revealed a country deeply divided.
Really?
Yeah. And you know what they're divided over, don't you, Kurt?
The haves and the haves not?
No, Kurt. A racial and gender lines. That's ahead of the November election. So it's all about race.
These guys
and gender.
Are always doing the whole race thing, or, you know, just over and over.
Yeah, a bunch of racist thugs. They say it's all racial and gender. See, I don't think so, Kurt. I don't know any women that are voting for Hillary. I don't know a lot of them that like Trump necessarily, but I don't see a lot of them saying Hillary's great. We love Hillary. Mm-hmm. Phyllis Schlafly led to her very death, a bunch of women that are flat out against Hillary.
Wow.
Yeah, but of course they don't get press. So I don't believe that the country is necessarily as deeply divided on race and gender as they want you to believe. Secondly, they say this. Clinton continues to hold large leads with women, minorities, and voters with college degrees, Kurt. So now they're going to divide based on education.
Smart
they're going to say, we're going to divide you based on male, female, even though we're not supposed to really focus on gender. We're going to divide by race and minorities, even though we're really not supposed to be racists. We're going to now divide by the haves and have-nots, in other words, those who have gone to college. So just so you know, women, minorities, and college graduates or college-educated people, college degrees, love Hillary. Now, here's who loves the Donald, Kurt. Trump does best with men, you know, those evil men.
Well, yeah, the stupid ones.
Well, Kurt, you nailed it. Did you? Oh, man, is almost. Okay, Kurt read this story. Listen, Donald does well, or best, if you will, with men. White voters.
Knuckle draggers.
Yeah, white voters, Kurt. Mm. And then those who did not go to college.
Yeah.
You nailed it. So men, white voter, I mean, the racist men, abusers, people who aren't even educated, that's the Donald's piece.
Yeah, that's him.
Now, they say then Trump is seen as the strongest candidate to manage the economy, Kurt, and handle terrorism.
Really? Yeah. Hillary's pretty good for hiding emails and, you know, I mean, there's stuff like that.
That's not what they say, Kurt, because they didn't ask about those things.
Well, they should have. I mean,
amen.
You know, she knows how to bring in cash too.
she sure does.
It in from a
hey,
lot
in
of
fact,
places.
If she could bring in enough cash as president, maybe because she could just single-handedly pay off the national debt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'd have to get a little bit of that money back from Iran if we're going to do that. But anyway, so Trump is seen as the strongest candidate, Kurt, to manage the economy and to handle terrorism, while Hillary Clinton wins on foreign policy and has an edge on immigration. Now, this is the lady that has an edge on immigration, that hasn't laid out a policy and won't go visit Mexico. See, Kurt, they're full of baloney. I don't even know how to say this forcefully enough on the radio. I mean, this is just absolute hogwash. For example, is handling terrorism and foreign policy the same thing, Kurt? In my mind, they're so closely related. How do you say Donald's great at dealing with terrorism and Hillary's great at foreign policy? What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And how are you going to talk about the economy versus immigration? Really, they're both so similar, Kurt. I mean, immigration's about jobs. And it's about protecting America. And so Hillary won't even meet with the Mexican president. She was flat out asked that. She said, no, she's not going to meet with him. The Donald meets with him, and then they're like, oh, man, Hillary's better on immigration. The Donald's laid out in a speech a 10-point plan, with very detailed. There's a couple of things that he's smart enough not to lay out before them, and they're beating him up over it, but he's like, we'll discuss this another day. That's how you negotiate, folks. You don't bring everything out. You don't lay all your cards on the table. You lay a few of them, and you see how the progress goes, and you work on a piece and a piece and a piece at a time, and leaving things for later is a wise decision, not a stupid snafu or a failure. Okay? For example, this wall. They know what Donald's stance is. Clearly, they know he's saying they'll build the wall. They're running around trying to save face and say they won't build the wall. But bottom line is it will come down to negotiations and who will win that. But they say Trump is losing to Hillary on immigration. How does that work when she doesn't have a plan and she won't even meet with Mexico? See, I just don't buy these results.
That's all part of the he who owns the media makes the rules.
I couldn't say it better. You're right. Absolutely on target. Now, they have two last tidbits you might be interested in, Kurt. Voters view Mr. Donald Trump as the more honest candidate.
Really?
But they prefer Mrs. Clinton's temperament when it comes to being best suited to being commander-in-chief, Kurt. Now, see, I don't understand that either. Who knows what Hillary's temperament is? We hear from all these people that used to work for her that she's absolutely crazy and Bill's afraid of her. And then the other temperament we know is she doesn't talk to the press for 260-plus days. And when she does, it's awkward as all get out. That kind of temperament, the temperament that won't even go visit with the Mexican president, Nieto, wow. The last tidbit, the poll had a margin of error of plus or minus 4%. So the margin of error is so big I could guess better than they're polling. I find the whole thing just shocking. But there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. What do we got, 61 days? Maybe we ought to go to the inauguration, Kurt. Maybe people can help us go to that. Donate, libertyroundtable.com, libertynewsdaily.com, libertynewsradio.com. Every penny will help us. Would you like us to broadcast live from the inauguration on January 20th in Washington, D.C., huh? Give you all the inside skinny and details. All right, just thinking out loud at this point, but man, we could sure use your help. LibertyRoundTable.com. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. This nation shall endure.